Welcome to the No Bullshit Watchmaking Show. This is Anthony, and today we're going to be talking about how you are never too old to start watchmaking. Age has been a huge thing that's been coming up as of late from a lot of you guys in terms of starting watchmaking. A lot of you guys are saying, I'm too old, I'm 50 something, and some of you guys are saying I'm 50, I'm 60, you guys have young eyes, you know, it's very eye intensive, blah blah blah. I'm just too old for that. And I just want to really set the record straight in regards to that. So I hope you guys today sit back and enjoy today's show. So one of these things today, long story short, I got several, usually when I create podcast episodes and stuff like that, or new content, it's in regards to a recurring theme or recurring question that I usually receive. One of these questions, one of these themes as of late has been age and starting watchmaking. A lot of people have been ever since, they credit me, but hopefully they've been exposed to watchmaking prior to me or whatnot, but they see the Instagram, they see the post, they see watches, they see the Patek Philippe's, and they see all these beautiful hot horology watches, and long story short, they want to get into watchmaking. And ever since with the advent of technology and you know, YouTube and whatnot, people have been seeing more and more behind the scenes of watchmaking, and it's a career that's been that they want to take up. And I'm glad that it's a career that they're interested in. I'm glad it's a career that, you know, they have, I guess you could say that at least at the very end of the day, it helps them look at it as an option or as a alternative, right? And a lot of the times, this interest is like a hobby, or this interest comes in the form of, a getaway, a get-together. You know, most of the times people get together nowadays, like Red Bar and whatnot, because it becomes a hobby. You know, you want to meet like-minded individuals, you want to drink, you want to chill out. And some people want to take a little further, and they want to try to take apart a watch, and they get more, they become more and more of a watch enthusiast. So, having said that, a lot of the times, a lot of people who want to start watchmaking end up not doing watchmaking. And one of the largest rebuttals or critiques and criticisms I get is that, you know, watchmaking is a young man's game, and watchmaking, they have to have started watchmaking when they're young, and that's just simply not true. Believe it or not, I've made many posts before, but believe it or not, watchmakers, your average watchmakers is, you know, 50, 60, 70, you know, like, and look, at the end of the day, watchmaking is a second, third, or fourth career choice. It's very seldom someone's first career choice. It wasn't my first career choice, you know, and I know plenty of watchmakers who watchmaking was never their first career choice as well. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, I've known watchmakers who started at 50. I know watchmakers who were 60 and started in the field. I know watchmakers as old as 70 and 80 that started watchmaking. And the great thing about watchmaking is that it's not based off of youth. You know, it's not based off of, you know, how well you can bench press. It's not based off of how well you can run a 400 meter dash. You know, at the end of the day, you're sitting on a bench and you're working on watches. You know, you're working with your hands, and at the end of the day, it keeps your mind sharp. You know, it's hand-eye coordination and whatnot. And the only caveat to watchmaking that I would say is your eyes, right? And there are different power loops now. You know, there are two power loops, four power loops, 8, 12, 25, you know, and if anything, there's always microscopes. So long story short, you know, you're never too old to start watchmaking at the end of the day. And a lot of you guys have been mentioning that as like your biggest excuse, age. And I just wanted to get that excuse. I want to suffocate that excuse. You understand? It's not an age issue. It should not be an age issue. The only time I can see it becoming an age issue is if you have a very, very serious eye condition, or your eyes are really, really bad. Other than that, I know people who are nearsighted, farsighted. I know people with stigmatisms. I know people who have different eye conditions, and they're still watchmakers, and they make it work because now there's different loops. You know, there's different powers. There's different options available to work around their current situation, and if they can do it, most likely you can do it. For the most part, if you're 50 years old, your eyes should still be good. 60 and 70 years old, I've yet to see a 70-year-old have an issue with watchmaking, actually. And most watchmakers work until they're 90, 100. I know some watchmakers who died on the bench, you know, and long story short, I'm telling you as it is, man. I actually do know watchmakers who've died on the bench. But at the end of the day, it's you're not a construction worker, is what I'm saying. Not that there's anything wrong with the construction worker. You know, it's not based off of your youth. You know, it's not based off of athleticism. It's not based off of anything that's deteriorating. If anything, when the first day you sit on that bench, you always leave that bench better than you did before you sat on that bench. Whether it's hand-eye coordination, skills, hand techniques, or something as simple as getting your hand posture, hand techniques, hand conditioning, and little things like that. So age at the end of the day is not a condition. If you're young, and on the flip side, this is another reason why I felt this was very, very important. On the flip side, I've actually got messages from you guys saying that you guys are way too young to start watchmaking, and that's not true. Like I had a 14-year-old kid ask me, tell me that it was too young for him to start watchmaking, and that most watchmaking schools didn't want to accept him because he was only 14. And just because they didn't accept you does not mean it's too young for you to start. If anything, you could start watchmaking literally today. And that's a great thing about watchmaking. You know, like, you can start today. There's nothing stopping you from ordering a movement online and then bringing it home and disassembling it. You know, at the end of the day, okay, so before I get ahead of myself, today's day and age, with eBay, Amazon, and everything like that, ordering tools, ordering parts has been considerably easier than back in the days. So ordering parts and everything like that, you can still order from material houses and stuff like that, but eBay, Amazon, you can even go in there, you can get some, you know, clones to save, you know, a couple of chunk of change. But starting watchmaking has never been easier. Age shouldn't be an issue. Whether you're young or you're old, don't overthink it. Just start. And even if you just start for, you know, a day or two, a couple hours, or a couple weeks, a couple months, that ability to focus, the ability to sit down and analyze something, that ability to disassemble something, that ability to understand and see the interconnecting wheels and mechanisms, everything conjoining together and running again, will follow you almost everywhere in terms of anything you do, whether it's playing chess, whether it's doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu, or, you know, martial arts or boxing, whether it's fixing a car, whether it's fixing your bicycle, you follow and you take that with you. And that's a great thing about watchmaking, and I'm telling you, it's great. And whether you're 70 years old, 60 years old, if you're 40 years old, you shouldn't even be complaining. So just get started, and that's the biggest key. Just get started. Ignore what everyone's saying. Just get started. Ignore your age. Get a loop. Get some screwdrivers. Get a tweezer. Get a movement to work on. Get a movement holder. Start banging it out. Hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. If you guys have not taken a look at the website or anything like that, I would look at nobullshitwatchmaker.com. If you guys haven't picked up the book, I'll check that out as well. At the end of the day, take care and have a great weekend.